of the floor, the floor, First Secretary. Thank you, Minister. On humanitarian organisations and access they enjoy, there is prevailing insecurity in the country currently, and humanitarian workers are informed by the Nigerian authorities and the Defence and Security Forces of those areas that are insecure. There are three levels of insecurity. First of all, there is a green level, green zones, where humanitarians can travel without escorts and without risk. There is the orange level, amber level, and they can, the humanitarian organisations can only go there with an escort from the Defence and Security Forces. And the third level is the red level. And for those areas that are in the red level, the humanitarians cannot have access. The government is aware of what the humanitarians are doing and what their contribution to national development. They do everything they can to provide security to them and to help them to do their job in a way that is acceptable. Law 2018-74 on the protection assistance to IDPs, internally displaced persons, sanctions are, penalties are provided against authors of crimes against IDPs and anybody who hampers the intervention of humanitarian organisations. As far as what the state is doing to reduce the cases of early or forced marriage are concerned, the government has taken several measures, including inter alia, the national strategy to combat gender-based violence, the adoption of the new gender policy, the adoption of Decree 2017-937 on support and protection of girls at school. But we also have this bill. We need to review the civil code to raise the age of marriage to 18. That is something that is underway. That is both for boys and for girls. And finally, we have the adoption of the law on female genital mutilations, which was begun in 2003. And soon we're going to enact a specific law on gender-based violence, which will be submitted to the National Assembly shortly. Minister, these are the measures I wanted to bring to the attention of the distinguished members of the working group. Thank you.